SR1 CFR1 DD256 review fully loaded. That just sounds like such an awesome title. And then you look at it and it's the world's tweeest and most delightful looking card reader. It's actually really cool. I shouldn't be mocking it because I actually really like it. But you look at it and it looks like a character from a Japanese children's anime. It's a four hub device that can accept card readers or other types of devices, USB flash storage, SDCF, CFast cards. CFast cards are pretty sick. They can deliver over 500 megabytes per second, writes Mr. Alan Malvantano on PC Per. 6 inches high, 4 inches wide, 3.3 inches deep. And part of the reason is, you know, I giggle because it's so shiny and it looks like, you know, like I said, like a little Japanese anime robot character. But it's pretty cool in that I have been dealing with a lot of what I will use. I'll use a highly technical term, craptastic. You know, SD card readers and USB connect. It's been interesting because I've been doing, because the more I deal with production, the more I'm dealing with like 3, 4, 5 gigabyte files, moving them around. I've been transferring audio files around. I've been doing some testing and playing around, like, you know, with the speakers. I need to set up a new device to play some stuff back. And it's been amazing me how unbelievably slow USB 3.0 can be. And then you find it's not really USB 3.0, but it turns out to be a mislabeled USB adapter for an SD card or something like that. And to have a fairly hardcore brand such as Lexar sit down and build something that's designed to be a professional device to me is really, really awesome. You know, if you take a look at the pictures on the second page, it's like USB 3.0 Type B connectors in the rear of each docking bay. You know, you can, so basically you can pull the adapters out of the dock. You can leave the adapters in place in the dock. The performance looked pretty good to me. The fact that it's got USB 3.0 and Thunderbolt options is really fantastic to me. Although the performance was very, very similar. The edge was certainly on USB 3.0 in some of the tests, which I was kind of surprised. You know, USB 3.0 was running faster on Windows. In terms of Mac, again, the Thunderbolt link was not as fast as the USB 3.0 link, which I was kind of surprised by. So it gets interesting. So there's like a $45 USB 3.0 only model. The HR2, which is, yeah, that's the four bay version. So it's $195, which sounds like a lot of money unless you've ever actually had an entire project sidelined by the simple fact that it was taking forever to transfer stuff. The modules are not cheap. You know, you're looking for about $110 for a 256 gigabyte drive, $150 for a 512 gigabyte drive. Hint, get the bigger drive. And there's a pretty, I mean, it's a pretty interesting array of adapters, you know, that are running from, you know, $20, $25, $15, up
I think
from
this,
there.
This is interesting, like it's an interesting idea, right? So obviously like the difference there in the pricing between the HR1 and the HR2 is substantial. You would almost, unless you don't have USB 3 and you have Thunderbolt instead, like if you're on a Mac, maybe, you know, you get the HR2 because you want Thunderbolt for some purpose, but you should go with USB 3. I mean, it's a quarter of the price.
You're right. The HR1, which is the USB 3.0 only adapter, is $45, which is really cheap. The HR2, which is the Thunderbolt and USB 3.0 adapter, is a biscuit under $200. It's $195.17.
Yeah.
so that's good to point out.
And I think like the modularity of it is interesting to me for somebody like even for you, for example, that maybe is working on stuff in multiple locations, right? At a studio or at the warehouse or at the house. And you have that 512 gig, you know, SSD that plugs in there. If you have one of these docks at home and one at the office, or you don't need the docks, you just take the cable with you. The idea that, you know, it's just pick it up and take it with you and go, is pretty nice, right? Obviously there's other options to do that. But none of them that are kind of as cleanly installable as this. And you can have multiple of them. You could fill all four of these ports on the HR1 with, SSDs if you wanted, and have one for one line of shows, one for another line of shows, and then, you know, one for personal stuff, and kind of take it with you as you need it. Which is, it's neat.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's smart. I think it's smart. And yeah, having dealt with a whole bunch of USB 3.0 adapters that delivered miserable reader write speeds, which may be an issue more with the memory than the actual adapter itself. But in some cases, the adapter was the problem. I think it's got potential. It has potential.
Agreed.
Oh, my goodness. If you want to hear me talk about...